When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, Brian.
Brian Christopherson.
I gotta take this a tap.
B-Rye, B-Roni. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was bry.
Brian Christopherson, Husker 24-7, on The Connor Happer Show, on 1620, The Zone.
Another day, another time we get to watch the Detroit Tigers during this show, but today they're playing the Kansas City Royals.
That's right.
Very exciting. The 16-10 Kansas City Royals. Hmm.
That's good.
That is good. I wonder what the Minnesota Twins are up to. Uh-oh. Brian Christopherson, our correspondent, joins us. I don't want to pile on BC. I know it's been a rough, you know, couple days here. So how we doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm not as discouraged about the draft picks as some.
We'll see how it goes. This is good. Give me your elevator pitch for JJ McCarthy.
My elevator pitch is that, like, everybody does this every time where it's like, oh, this is a terrible pick. This is a great pick. And it's a crapshoot, you know?
Yes.
So and I'm not saying that after the fact. I had got my mind around that they might pick him. You know, in the last month or so I was prepared for it. So I've done that thing where you talk yourself into it, but I'm not actually even doing that. I'm just like, we'll see, you know. And that's how I would have been if they got Drake May too. I think it's about the same deal.
It seems like a very healthy approach, Brian. I'm really happy for you.
I'm trying to find that balance in my life. It's important.
Brian Christopherson of Husker 24-7 is up with us. All right, the spring game is tomorrow. I was struck by a few things that Matt Rhule had to say yesterday. He was talking about, or he was asked if the evaluation is, you know, if it means more when we open it up to people and there's however many thousand people in the stadium tomorrow. Yeah. And he kind of stepped back. He was like, oh yeah. Like maybe I haven't been saying this the right way, but that's exactly what I'm saying. Like I want to see them play football, and not that it's the biggest thing in the world, but I thought that was notable. And maybe, like, I don't know, you don't hear coaches, you know, kind of elevated a little bit, as Rhule did yesterday. What was your thought on that?
Yeah. I thought the quote was interesting where he said, you know, last year, this was a good Tuesday, Wednesday team.
That's
and
right.
then on Saturday, basically, you know, that fear that, you know, you worry what people are saying, or like, this has happened before. Can it happen again? Because this is how the story goes around here, sort of deal creeps into guys' minds. And so I think even though we all know what tomorrow is and it's just a glorified practice, I think it's still useful when you're close to filling up the stadium to get your guys to say, hey, this is a dress rehearsal, you know, this is a chance to show how you function with a little noise in the background, in that stadium with people in it. It'll be the biggest, like, for guys who are, you know, you always got to remind yourself of this. If you come from the high school ranks, or if you're a newcomer that didn't play at a bigger program, this will be the biggest crowd you've ever played sports in front of, you know, tomorrow. So it does do something to some guys, and you're interested to see how they respond. I also like, though, you know, he said it's not all about Dylan Raiola, but of course, with that position comes that extra critiquing and, mm-hmm. You know, binoculars on the guy. And, so you get used to it. Like, yeah, I mean, that's part of it now. You might as well, embrace that situation now and know that, yeah, everybody is going to be analyzing you on Monday if you were 8 of 14 and what the 2 or 3 misses they thought should have been completions were. And so I think it's just a healthy approach to take this as, it's a nice dress rehearsal that not everybody around the country gets to have because it's not as big a deal for a scrimmage like this. So use it to your advantage when you can.
Yeah, I think he's set it up so I mean, I think the hope is that there's not these giant overreactions.
Right.
But he has set it up so that we, you know, he's telling us to kind of take it seriously, right? Like last year, he mentioned at some point earlier this week, or maybe it was last, where, you know, last year in the spring game, we turned it over all those times, and then we turned it over, you know, during the season. So I think BC, like, if that happens tomorrow, maybe we should throw up the red flag a little bit faster than we did last. We kind of sloughed it off a little bit last year. We brushed it off the shoulder when they dropped the ball on the ground 8 times last year. So, like, I wonder, like, first of all, I hope that doesn't happen tomorrow, because then we'll be in serious panic mode. But I guess I was thinking about sort of how do the reactions go from tomorrow's spring game, and that could definitely be on the negative side.
Yeah, I think most people go into it reasonably thinking, okay, there's going to be some stuff that's not quite in order yet. But it was too much of the unforced errors last year, and the coaching staff would say so. And it was really a problem with that particular team that was showing up in the scrimmages prior to that, too. Like, you know, those Saturdays that people didn't see, where Rule would come in and be like, yeah, we just laid the ball on the ground too many times. And you could tell some of it was just like drop snap stuff. And you're kind of like, well, they'll figure that out over the course of 4 months, right? Or whatever. And no, they didn't.
Yeah.
So yeah, it would do a lot of good to this fan base's, mental situation to see a pretty polished effort, understanding there's going to be some mistakes here and there. The interesting dynamic of it, though, is the offense had, as Rule said, their best scrimmage since he's been here last Saturday. And so you've got a defense, a prideful group on Tony White's side. I'm sure that it's chomping at the bit to come back with a response, even though they'll run vanilla stuff too. So that's kind of an interesting part of it. You got to remember the offense did really well last week. Defense wants to come back and get the upper hand this time. So you got to kind of think about all those things heading into it.
Yeah, I think that you're right. The defense will have a little bit of an edge to them because they're out to kind of prove something a little bit. At the same time, you've gotten the sense over the last week or so now that they're gonna want to get a good look, I think, at those quarterbacks with everything that he said yesterday. And he mentioned, like, hey, I'd ideally like to call this like the big red shootout or something like that. Not that they're gonna pass it every time. But I do get the sense that they want to take a look at those quarterbacks, and maybe there's not the full stable of wide receivers tomorrow, but I've gotten the sense, BC, that we are going to get a pretty good look at those quarterbacks throwing it through the passing game.
Yeah, I think we will, and there's enough receivers to keep us interested. I know, like, when we got a glimpse with access, you know, Demetrius Bell would sideline a little bit, so I don't know if he's available. We'll see. But, you know, Ja'Cory Barney has had a really good spring, very interesting player. Jalen Lloyd, it feels like every time they put out a highlight tape or there's a chance to mention guys who have done well, he always pops up and I think is working really hard to become a more complete receiver. So I don't know how much they'll run like Jamal Banks out there. Maybe he'll play more, tomorrow if they need the bodies or Isaiah Nair. But definitely enough new faces combined with sort of those like second year guys of intrigue, your Jalen Lloyds, your Jaden Dosses, to interest as much as the quarterback part, like how they function together and how that looks. And if, you know, it's just pleasing to the eye, like I've said on here before, it's that like it's third down and six, just make an intermediate pass play look like it's supposed to, that last year was missing. And so this is an opportunity to demonstrate that a few times and not have us go overboard in a reaction to it. But, I think it is an important day for the quarterback.
Yep.
To, it's their first like time in front for Danny and for Dylan to show this fan base, like here's what I do on this stage, on this field. And people will, they'll excuse some mistakes here and there, but they'd like a flash play or two, I'm sure, to send him down the ramps feeling good about things.
Can anything happen at the running back position that would move the needle at all for you tomorrow?
Well, you never know, I suppose. Like, I mean, I'm really interested, like, if, Emmett Johnson, like, busts off a couple nice runs and you see him getting those tough yards. That's the part of the game that's actually kind of fun because there is some true football there where it's like they are bringing that guy to the ground. It's can you get those extra 2 or 3 yards? And sometimes they're not like the plays that show up on the news highlights afterwards. But, you know, who's that back who's getting like a 4 or 5 yard run instead of a 1 or 2 yard run, or they make something out of nothing? And so I definitely think there's some of that that can stand out. I think, though, your question is fits well, because even Rhule himself has said that's going to take into the fall. You got to get Gabe back there. It sounds like he's tracking well to do the stuff he wants to in the summer and be ready for camp. That's what he said. Ramir, it sounds like they're just being cautious with. I think the way they've talked about Ramir has been really interesting all spring.
Me too.
And just going back, you know, like he feels like I've been covering Ramir since my first year on the beat. You know, how long he's been in the program. But in a way, we haven't got to see him just like keep going consistently, because all these things have always popped up. But I like how they're talking about like going back to the 21 film, and, you know, they see what he can do. We won't see that tomorrow, but I do think it's a big day for, like, Emmett and, you know, like a guy like Maurice Mazzucca or somebody like that who you've kind of heard about on the fringe, and you're like, okay, is that just a nice, like, thing they say in the spring, or is he a guy to really watch? So maybe some guy like that pops out, and you say, we got to pay a little bit more attention to him going into the fall.
What do you think attendance will look like tomorrow?
I think it'll be 65-ish, 65, 60 to 65. Maybe I'm wrong. I mean, it was at like 54,000, you know, tickets sold as of the midweek. I guess maybe I'm giving too much credit to the walk-up crowd. I think it'll be in the 60s. That's my safest bet. Hopefully there's some decent weather. Obviously a huge recruiting weekend with the
BC. Whoa, that was a straight cutoff. All right. Well, we were winding down there anyway. Maybe you can hear me on the other side. Brian, last chance. Oh, that kind of seemed like an us thing, Josh. I don't know what that was.
Interesting.
And nothing. I didn't see anything change. Oh, I didn't get to say goodbye to Brian.
Goodbye, Brian.
Goodbye, Brian. If you're out there somewhere, goodbye. By the way, from earlier, Charles said BC is in the acceptance stage of grief. That's nice. He's completed all 5 of the steps.
He'll get there. He got there very quick.
Actually, don't know. It doesn't seem like it's really set in for him yet. Mm-hmm. He's just like, yeah. He kind of pre-accepted it. Maybe he'll have to post-accept it again. Yeah, okay. Now we're just going to... All right, now he hung up. But this seems like an us problem. That's just my hunch here on a Friday. All right, well, I'll just text him and say goodbye to him. We'll come back. Josh will bring you the odd news on the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.